Rob Kendrick and his son thought they had everything they needed to get a learner's permit. Birth certificate? Check. Insurance card? Check. And the elder Kendrick's Texas driver's license to show they lived in state. But the Texas license was rejected.
And I was told that my Texas driver's license is not a valid form of identification at the DPS office.
The new law, which was implemented in May, reads that anyone wanting to get a new Texas driver's license needs to bring in proof they've lived in Texas for at least the last 30 days. Documents like water bills and bank statements suffice, but not your Texas license, unless it's been issued since May.
You know, I was a little surprised because I used that same ID to get through TSA to airport security, so I found it amazing that the issuing agency didn't respect their own form of ID.
Not knowing about the new rules meant an extra 35-minute drive round trip to his bank to get a printed statement showing he lives in town. So what's the reason for the new law? Luis Figueroa says it and other additional requirements have been put in place for various reasons.
Initially, there were concerns about people harvesting driver's license in Texas and taking them to other states, and that was the rationale for the proof of immigration status, the proof of lawful presence.
But he says all reasons point back to lawmakers' attempts to make life more difficult for immigrants, legal or illegal, to live in Texas. Figueroa follows the Texas legislature for the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund.
And it's unfortunate because it affects immigrants and citizens alike. It does make more bureaucracies and more obstacles to getting driver's license for people who are lawfully present as well as U.S. citizens.
Austinite Kendrick says he's an example of that. Ben Philpott, KUT News.